You are listening to a Ghost Trackers podcast. This is The Ghost, bringing a story to you from the Ghost Trackers files. This story is called Ghosts in Our House, One True Story. I am always approached by people who wonder why ghosts are in their homes. They tell me a story of things that are happening in their home and then ask me why. I have my usual set of standard questions and then what I believe to be a rational explanation. But what happens when the paranormal investigator's house is visited by a ghost? My own home has recently been visited by a ghost. My daughter had complained of a visitor, but I rather shrugged it off. My daughter is not a young kid and old enough to know right from wrong and the difference between reality and not. But the things that were occurring in this detached studio were far more interesting than most places I get the chance to investigate. My daughter would tell me stories of things happening, and, as a mother, I would listen, and then ask questions. I figured that she was sleeping and having a dream, or that she was just dozing off and having a dream. I didn't doubt what she was saying, just wasn't sure under what conditions she was relaying this information to me. It wasn't until I realized that she was actually beginning to get scared that I really took notice. Not scared of the ghost, but just generally scared that it wasn't going away. She didn't mind it visiting, but when the voices started, she was just a bit freaked out. Over the course of time, this ghost would really tease my daughter. He was setting off the motion detectors that led to her studio directly behind our house. There were three of them. One detector was lit as you walked down the driveway toward the garage, which was detached. You would then jog right, and another detector would set off. You would walk about 6 to 7 paces and turn left. You would walk another 5 to 6 paces and set off another detector while you were walking up the deck and to her door. These were being set off for no good reason. First, I surmised it might have been a cat, squirrel, or even another rodent. Fortunately, the rodent part wasn't true, because we set out traps and never caught anything. There were cats around, but they never ran away if we walked outside or made any noises with the same with a possible squirrel. The detectors would go on, and there were no noises. That went on for probably 2 months. Then came the footsteps. I have described the layout of the area, and if you recall, after walking up the driveway and jogged right, you would end up walking on a wooden footpath. This became obvious footsteps after the first two detectors would go on. This went on for another month, and then the footsteps could be heard, not only on the wooden footpath, but also were beginning to be heard when walking onto the deck that led to her door. While they were not stomping steps, they were hard footfalls like a man would make. At least this is how she described it to me. She said the steps coming up to her deck were enough to wake her at 3 or 4 in the morning, and since she had no curtains on the windows and just mini blinds, she was able to see out and there was no one standing on the deck. She even got brave once and looked out the side of the blinds and noted that there was no one there. Not even a small person. This continued for another few months and really began to bother her. Finally, the last straw were the voices. She would hear humming if she were in the shower. She would hear a voice talking lowly in the living area of the room. She would hear voices if she walked up the path or onto the deck. She was getting kind of ticked off by this time as she wasn't able to get a good night's sleep. She also couldn't understand what they were saying to her. She asked me if I would investigate, and of course I said yes. I sat outside her little studio room for 3 nights. No full moon, no lights, I just sat with my cameras and recorders. I talked to him, I sang to him, I asked him questions. I had hoped I would get a response. From 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. I sat in various positions on the deck, the footpath and driveway, and nothing. I got nothing. No pictures, no recordings, nothing. On the third day, I tried again. Talking, singing, pictures, recorders, EMF meters, temperature sensors. I took a few pictures, and finally I thought I saw something in my little 2x2 digital screen. I stood in the same place and took another. Always take two for comparison, I always tell everyone. I went to bed, and the next day I loaded the pictures onto the computer and was dismayed. I didn't see anything unusual until I looked closer. There on the screen was a ribbon of energy. It was the most beautiful thing I had ever seen. I caught it. I caught whatever it was. A ghost, the energy, the anomaly. I was ecstatic. That next day I showed it to my daughter. She told me that that night she had the best sleep she has had in a long time because nothing happened. While I have tried to find reasons to who it was, what was going on, or why, I still don't have answers. I do know that the gentleman, or whoever it is, still comes around. You can tell. You can feel his presence. He's not as noisy, not as obvious, but he's there, and he's welcome at my house. I suppose ghosts really do happen in many different places, even those places you least expect. Never discount those that come to visit. Just like Santa Claus, put out a cookie or two and some milk, or a beer. They may appreciate the act of kindness. This is The Ghost, coming to you on a Ghost Trackers podcast. If you're interested in seeing more about the Ghost Trackers, visit our website at www.ghost-trackers.org. Have a great and spooky night.